Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Not sure if I want to get married or not. It's mostly because you married people do not sell it good. What's the best answer you've ever heard from a married person about what married life is like? The best you ever hear is like, "Ah, it's great, it's great. No, it's good, it's good. You should try it, it's good. How's that new video game, dude? Amazing. Definitively amazing. You must try this game. How's marriage? It's good, it's good."
Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, and you. We haven't talked about Scout in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen Scout in a while.
I haven't either.
Oh, I saw Scout this morning.
Oh, you did this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right.
And then he or she scurried away.
All right. Oh. It's like having an indoor cat that you rarely see. It's like, we still have that cat? Okay. You saw the cat? Okay. As long as you saw the cat, then she's not outside. As long as she's not outside, because she could not. She's declawed. We didn't do it. Scout is also declawed. But
yeah.
But it's encouraged to declaw
right,
them.
Right, for safety.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How's everybody doing? I know Katie's, she's sleepy.
Yeah, I didn't.
She didn't get a good one.
My sleep score was trash.
Oh, mm-hmm, no.
Mm-hmm. And I did something kind of mean in the middle of the night.
You did something mean
did
in the middle
of
the night?
Kick over Damien?
No, I didn't kick him.
What if you were like, I woke up and I embezzled?
Oh, my God.
I, in the middle of the night, I perjured myself.
What happened?
I could not fall asleep last night.
Uh-huh.
And my CPAP was not CPAPing the way I wanted it to. I was very uncomfortable. And D'Lo has a little bit of a cold, and he was doing a little bit of snoring. Honestly, his snore is kind of adorable. It's not anything, but when I'm trying to fall asleep, my thing is it's very hard for me to fall asleep, like very hard. And in the middle of the night, I woke him up and I said, I'm going to go sleep downstairs, because his snoring was keeping me from falling asleep. Well, everything was keeping me from falling asleep, but that added to the list.
And you had to wake him up to tell him that.
Well, I was trying to roll him over.
I
tried to roll him over so many times that it was like, now I just keep waking him up.
Yeah.
And he said, please don't go downstairs. Uh-huh. Like, he did not want me to sleep in the other room. Understandably, we like to sleep together. And he did have to remind me this morning that he has had to sleep through quite a lot with me.
Yeah. Oh.
And he never goes downstairs.
Right.
And he is right. And I was wrong.
Huh?
Because think of before I got my CPAP, what it was like to sleep next to me.
Right, right.
And
but that was his choice.
I know that, but still.
You don't have to do it.
He stuck it out with me.
He doesn't have to do a morning radio show. You have to be bright-tailed and bushy-tailed and bright-eyed. That's the expression. Mm. And you have to do it early.
Yes, but I've put him through a lot.
Yeah.
He could sleep again after you left if he wanted to.
He can't.
No.
It takes hours to prep for his show.
Mm-hmm.
Hours.
Sure.
And then he has to get the kids to school.
Mm. I forgot about kids.
Right.
Poor D-Lo.
All right.
Yeah. I mean.
So it sounds like the solution is, you guys should, when one's snoring and the other one's keeping the other one awake, you should sleep in separate rooms. Actually, you just made a case for it.
No.
No, it takes hours for him to prep for his show. He really needs his sleep.
No.
It's crucial.
No, because the truth is, if he were to go downstairs because I was snoring, it would make me sad.
Right.
But
at least one of you would be able to sleep.
Yeah, but think of the heartache.
I am.
No, for what I've put him through in the middle of the night for a long time before I got my CPAP.
Yeah.
I could suffer through, and I'm using suffering lightly.
Yeah.
I could muscle through one night.
Mm-hmm.
He's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've got another problem though.
I can't see.
Katie can't see. And I know what everybody's saying. Like, oh, that just happens. There's lots of people who have poor eyesight. This is happening rapidly.
I went from somebody that had 20/20 vision my whole life till about a year ago, and I needed to start wearing glasses, but they were, I mean, mild, okay? Now, I cannot see if I'm not wearing glasses. And I feel like 2 weeks ago I could. Is that how it happens?
I don't think so. I don't.
Can somebody text in and tell me if that's how, if you had great vision and then through, I guess, age, your eyesight started to deteriorate. Did it happen like, pun intended, in the blink of an eye?
Kevin, you're a doctor.
Yes.
Is that
it could happen.
It happens that rapidly?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
The rods in your eyes could just
rods
like,
and cones.
Yeah.
It could just like weaken overnight because of your age.
I'm not old.
I know you're not old, okay. But it hits everyone.
Because this morning I was trying to like look at something on my phone. I didn't have my glasses. I had to hand D'Lo the phone and say like,
how
what
blurry is it?
Very.
Katie,
I just
consulted Dr. Google.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Vision impairment due to age.
Hey!
Can happen slowly over several years, as with age-related macular degeneration.
See?
Or
uh-oh.
It can happen very rapidly within days or weeks.
That's me!
That's scary.
That's me.
In cases of wet AMD, heyo, or other medical emergencies, age-related changes such as pre-biopsy, Biopic.
Sure, whatever.
Loss of, it's the loss of close-up focus.
That's see? What I have. That's what. That's exactly what it is. I can see far away. I cannot see close up.
Typically begins subtly around age 40.
That's not you. You're too young.
And are noticeable over time, whereas diseases such as cataracts progress rapidly. Oh boy.
Well,
starts around age 40 to 45 and involves gradual hardening of the eye's lens, leading to difficulty with close-up vision, but could also deteriorate rapidly.
I told you.
Okay, somebody said, when I started wearing glasses for work, I noticed that my eyesight was getting worse when I wouldn't wear them. It's almost like the glasses made it worse. I feel like it does feel that way a little bit.
So the cure
although
is...
Although I did ask Dr. Newman, and he said, at Newman LASIK, and he said, wearing the wrong prescription does not make your eyes worse.
It doesn't?
Mm-mm.
All right, and he's a doctor.
He is doctor.
Right. Your AMD is wet. We got to dry it out.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Get some hair out in the this sun. Room. Everything dries out.
We're going to email the engineers and say, we need some hair dryers, stat.
Somebody said... Eyesight, wonder if the GLP-1 medicine for weight loss? I don't think
no,
so.
No.
That doesn't correlate.
And I'm on way higher dose of that than Katie, and I've never had better eyesight. In fact, it's strengthening. I can see through walls.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah. Nice underwear, boss. That's what I always say.
Like, if I take my glasses off and I'm trying to read my computer screen, everything is blurry.
Really?
100% blurry.
How?
If I look at my phone, I cannot read what my phone says.
Am I blurry? I'm on the other side
of
the room.
She just said she can see far away.
You're not, no.
Okay, see? So I'm good.
You're fine.
As long as I'm in focus, that's all that matters. This is crazy. This is nuts. Hey, listen, text in and help Katie. You know, if...
Look up glasses weaken your eyesight.
Okay.
So maybe the solution is, much like in the 80s, if I want to be pretty, I have to take my glasses off and then everybody will notice me. Maybe I just try to walk around without them. And
all right. Dr. Google says, no, wearing glasses does not make your eyes worse. Glasses are designed to correct refractive errors such as, you know, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know what AMD stands for, but yours is soaked. So that seems to be part of the problem. We got some rod and cone issues going on.
Oh, God. Are my rods and cones, are they...
They're wet.
They're wet.
They're wet, too. Everything's just
like, geez. I went to a Shamu show.
Right.
Sat in the splash zone.
And now she's blind. Thanks a lot, SeaWorld.
Gay blackfish.
You know, I knew eventually this was going to come back to SeaWorld, imprisoning dolphins and other whales.
And now...
No, I can't see!
106.5, the end. It's the wake-up call.
All right, so... We're going to talk about kids sleeping with you. And if you have anything to contribute to this as a parent, call 909-1065, 916-909-1065. And the reason we're getting into this is because of Kristen Cavallari. Who is Kristen Cavallari again?
She was on The Hills?
Okay.
Right?
I don't know her.
She was on a podcast. And
no, she has her own podcast.
She was talking about her kids sleeping with her.
What ended up happening with Jackson was he started sharing a room with Camden. And then that all of a sudden it just stopped. He stopped coming in my room. But I've told you guys... I do let him sleep with me. Now it's one night a week. So when school started, I told Jackson and Sailor, you guys get one night a week with me. We can't do every other night because for a while, we've been doing every other night. And I finally was like, guys, I need a night by myself.
And she goes on to say also, like, especially in the mornings, tiptoeing around, trying to stay quiet
to let
them sleep a little bit longer was just exhausting. So we want to know, like, what is... too old to still sleep with your parents. Again, her kids are 11 and 9. 11 and 9, and they're both boys, I think. Well, I don't know. Sailor, I don't know. That could be it either. But 909-1065. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Do you have a kid that currently sleeps with you or did in the past?
Yeah, we're kind of in an in-between phase right now. The deal is she has to sleep in her bed for 5 nights until she gets to have a big sleepover with mommy. No crying, no screaming for mom in the middle of the night or anything, or the counter starts over.
And how old did you say she was? 4?
Yeah, she's about to turn 5 in November. She's right here, actually.
How does she feel about it?
Yeah, what's her name?
Mia Bella.
How does she feel about this plan?
Sissy, how do you feel about it? She said, I don't know. She's not a big fan. She's not at all. We just recently started this with her because she's been attached to my wife, like, at the hip. And it's been a struggle as a husband, you know? It affects things.
Well, sure, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. What is your plan? How long would you let this plan go on? Because she's still going to sleep with you at least one night a week. Like, how old do you think is too old?
Well, when she has her sleepovers with her mom, then I have a boys' night with our son. So it kind of works out. I don't really mind how long it goes on in terms of that.
Oh, that's sweet.
You guys are sweet.
That's pretty sweet. How old's your son?
He's 10.
Okay.
I bet he loves that.
It'd be funny if you were like, he's like 17. Alex, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go from Alex being super sweet about it to Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
We're talking about having your kids sleep with you, and what's the situation in your house?
Hell no. You don't do that. My kids got stinky breath. They got their hair everywhere. They kick everywhere. I wake up in the morning, I need a vacation, I need a hotel, I don't even care if I'm at the Motel 6. This is ridiculous. No. And one night a week, my one night stand stopped when I was in my 20s. No, thank you. We ain't doing that in my house. No. No, sir. No, ma'am. Uh-huh.
That's so funny. That's actually, thank you so much for your call. That's kind of the approach that we always had in our family. Like,
and I've always been a lot more loosey-goosey about kids coming in the bed.
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
So, do you have a kid that sleeps in your bed still?
Yes, he's going to be 11 in December, and he still sleeps with me. And when he heard you guys talking about this on the radio, I'm going to call. And he's like, don't call. Why do you have to call?
Does he not want people to know?
He doesn't. I guess not, because I was like, I'm going to call because you still sleep with me. He's like, you don't have to call. I like this radio station. Don't call.
See, I think no matter how old the girls were, I would be perfectly fine with them occasionally just climbing in. I probably want to go to sleep myself.
Yeah.
But then if they like climbed into the bed, even if the, well, now 17-year-old climbed into bed with me, I'd be like, this is so nice.
So let me ask you this then. Nina, you can be part of this too. What is the age cutoff? And I do feel like, and this is just my opinion, that the age cutoff is different for boys and girls.
I don't think there needs to be an age cutoff as long as it's just an occasional thing.
Nina, what do you think?
My husband has to go sleep in the living room because there's no space in the room. I mean, in the bed for us. Like, he refuses to go in his room. And he will tell my husband, he's like, you're comfortable in the living room. I like to sleep with mommy. When I don't sleep with mommy anymore, you can take my place. And I'm just like, dude. And my husband, he's like, we have to really, like, make him sleep by himself. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying. Like,
thanks for all the phone calls.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You went on a date with a girl named Jessica, and how did it go? Tell us where you went.
It was cash.
Okay.
This is my new thing on dates. I'm like low pressure, meeting for coffee and like taking a walk.
Oh, cute. Okay. I like that.
All right. So is that what you did? You just kind of went for a walk and grabbed some coffee?
Yeah, and it was really nice. The conversation was really easy and just like super comfortable. And
okay, so date was great, and I'm guessing she's either said she's not interested or you haven't heard from her at all.
I just haven't heard from her at all.
Well, we have her on hold. She doesn't know why, so we're going to tell her, and we're going to get some answers and get back to you. We're going to work this whole thing out. All right, so Ray, back on hold. We're picking up Jessica. Jessica, hello.
Hi.
Hello. It's Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call, and you are on the second date update. And we just got done talking to a guy named Ray that you went on a first date with. He said that your date was very casual, and he said everything went well, and he wants to know why he hasn't heard from you.
I found out on our date that he is a hairstylist. Like, I thought he was a barber, but like, no, a genuine hairstylist, like at a salon doing women's hair predominantly.
Okay.
I just think that's kind of weird. I don't know.
He's around women all the time.
Just feels like a recipe for disaster. You know what I mean? Like he's constantly around women and like probably beautiful women who go to the salon and get their hair done. I don't know.
Well, he'll make them beautiful. They're not
right,
beautiful
they're
when they walk
before
in.
They get there.
I'm just going to repeat the words back to you. A recipe for disaster?
Well, yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, because, like, he's constantly going to be tempted to stray. Like, why would I put myself in that situation?
If anything, he's going to be tempted to die and straighten, you know? All right, hold on. Let's get Ray. Hold on. Ray, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Ray.
Clearly, you put out the vibe that you're just a sex hound.
Yeah.
Ready to sex. What wasn't there
have
an
you,
old
have
movie?
You never had anybody say something like this before?
No. I thought she was going to say that she was worried I was gay.
Right. If there's any stereotype to go with a male hairstylist, okay, it would be that.
Well, he's on a date with her, so
I guess so.
I mean,
yeah,
I didn't think you were gay. I just, like, don't want to, like, kiss my boyfriend goodbye and have him go hang out with a bunch of hot women all day.
I have to say, Jessica, this reeks of insecurity. Like, there are lots of people that work in industries that are predominantly made up of the opposite sex. Like, what if he said he was a teacher? Would you be like, can't do it. There's just all, you know, there's just too many women he's working with.
I mean, I don't know, no.
You said recipe for disaster, like as if this was a foregone conclusion.
But again, if it was a different industry, it doesn't sound like you'd feel this way.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I mean, I work as a contractor, and like I am ironically around a lot of dudes all the
okay.
time.
Okay.
I'm also not a cheater.
Okay.
But also, like, I'm just well, what if,
how would
here.
You
like,
feel, hold on, Jessica. World. Jessica, how would you feel if Ray was like, I just don't trust her. I just, she can't we wait to slut it up with all those guys.
We would jump all over him.
Right. That'd be an insane thing for him to say.
And it would seem chauvinistic.
I know. You're right. I guess you're right. I'm just like.
That we can stop there.
Really I guess, scared.
I mean, at the end of the day, if it's not something she's comfortable with for whatever the reason, then it's not something she's comfortable with. But I do think that this is a opportunity for you to maybe do some self-reflection, maybe get into some therapy, because to limit yourself based on the what ifs when there's really no red flags yet seems like it's bad for you.
I think that this is something that she should force herself. I think you guys should go on a second date.
Well, don't make him a guinea pig.
Nah, you're a guinea pig, Ray. I mean, Ray's a great name for a guinea pig. And I think that it's like a situation where, you know, you should sit in this and experience the fact that, like, nothing is happening. Can we get a second date?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Can we? Yeah. Oh, sure.
I don't want to. You're right.
You're right.
I'm not in the business of pushing women into dates that they're not comfortable with.
But this is nuts.
But she still has stuff she has to work out.
You're right. I got some baggage. I got some stuff to work out.
Okay, how about this?
Maybe I can try trusting him.
Okay, how about this? How about you guys go out again? And Jessica, we hook you up with a BetterHelp.com membership. And maybe start addressing some of this stuff. So, yeah, you're going out with him again, but also you're working on yourself would make me feel a little more comfortable.
Yes, I like that.
I mean, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Great. Okay. All right, good. Second date update, semi-successful.
Semi.
It's the wake-up call.
106.5 PM. It's the wake-up call.
So the documentary Unknown Caller on Netflix has gotten the entire country talking. I feel like we're in the throes of what it felt like with Tiger King.
Yes.
You know, again.
Yes. Now, let's say if you have not watched it, we are going to be talking about spoilers.
Yes.
I do feel like everybody has had enough time to watch it, and it is everywhere at this point.
Yeah, we kind of waited because... One, Katie saw it right away, and then she told me and Kevin to watch it. And it does have a shocking ending. And now we're seeing that what is the shocking ending is kind of becoming a meme. It's viral. You know, people are using it. So it's like, okay, I feel like we could probably talk about it now. But if you haven't seen it and you want to see it, you know, just change channel for about 5 minutes. So it's about a... 13-year-old girl, right? That was getting harassed for 2 years with text messages from an unknown number. And they are wild text messages.
So both she and her first boyfriend, Owen, were both started receiving these text messages.
And the whole thing is about that whole story. And then this is the shocking ending. Again, final warning. It turned out to be her own mother.
I feel like we have to... talk about what some of these messages were like, though.
Sure.
These messages became sexual in nature.
Very sexual.
Telling the daughter that her boyfriend didn't want her because he wouldn't do fill in sexual act here.
Yep. And remember, she's 13.
Right. But it goes on and on until her sophomore year in high school.
Yeah.
The police get involved. At one point, the unknown number starts telling the little girl to end her own life, and all to find out it was her own mom doing it.
This is an interesting text message that we got in. You can text in to 909-1065. We'd rather you call because we can talk to you then. But I didn't like that Netflix gave a platform for the mom to attempt to gain sympathy. She's a master manipulator who ruined her daughter's life. That's a fair point.
Here's the thing. Does anybody have sympathy for Kendra? I don't think so.
But you won't. But still, though. That didn't have to be part of the documentary.
I thought that was one of the most interesting parts, was that this woman was willing to still talk about it.
Because she's crazy.
Well, no, she is crazy. But the thing that frustrates me is that Netflix left a lot of stuff out.
Oh, really?
Netflix left out that for quite a while, people were suspecting it was Kendra.
Okay.
And there would be times
Kendra's the mom.
There would be times when Kendra would be caught in the high school parking lot because she knew that there was Wi-Fi there, and she was somebody that previously worked in tech. So she knew that by using the school's Wi-Fi, it would make it look more and more like it was a student that was doing it than her.
Yeah. I mean... The thing that drove me the craziest was that she literally was, some of the text messages that she was sending to her own daughter was, you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
And when they asked her, like, weren't you concerned that she would? She was like, no, I didn't think that she ever actually would. Could you imagine doing that to your own child?
I can't imagine
doing any of that to my own child, but especially that. And the fact that she did it and only served like a year and a half in prison.
The only charges that she caught was convicted on was two counts of stalking, because she was harassing the boyfriend, daughter's boyfriend, who eventually did break up with her daughter because of the stress of all of the stalking.
Yeah.
At one point, the boyfriend, who she was clearly, the mom was clearly obsessed with the boyfriend, she would go to every single one of his games. She would ask his family, who the mom befriended, hey, I know Owen has an away game. Why don't we make it like a joint family vacation?
They touch on that in the documentary.
And, and we can make it like a long weekend. And the mom had to be like, no, we're good.
Somebody just watched this documentary last night, they said, and I was very surprised how easily Lauren, who's the daughter, claimed to forgive her mom. And to me, that's the saddest part of the whole documentary, is that somebody described it as Munchausen's disease.
It's cyber Munchausen.
Cyber version of it. Instead of making her daughter sick, she just convinced her, like, she bullied her daughter so that her daughter needed her.
Correct.
And her daughter still, at the end of the documentary, I don't know about it in real life, but at the end of the documentary, he's like, I really love my mom and I really want a relationship with her and I miss her. And it's like,
your mom is
so dangerous.
I know, but first of all, she's still a kid. I mean, she's barely 18 at this point.
Right.
And when you are a victim of abuse and you've had a very manipulative abuser who is also your own mother.
Yeah.
It isn't as easy as just cutting it off. Now, I will say she does not have any contact with her daughter anymore.
Okay.
As part of her release from prison.
Okay.
She is not allowed to have any contact with her.
They can't even write letters to each other?
The only time they were allowed to write letters to each other was when she was in prison.
When they could read them first. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, there was one part, we gotta wrap this up, but there was one part though where I literally said out loud to myself, thank you, where it showed the parents of one of the red herring girls, one of the girls that everybody kind of thought it was this person when it totally wasn't. And the mom was like, if that effing sheriff would have done his job, then none of this would have happened. And I was like, yes, that sheriff was one of the worst crime investigators I've ever seen.
But what makes it worse and what's not addressed in the documentary is that people, and they only address this one time, mm-hmm. and this is why he really was very bad at his job, but they don't really talk about it enough in the special.
Okay, go ahead.
Many people were saying to him, I think it was Kendra.
Right.
I think it's the mom. But his hands are a little bit tied in what he's allowed to do. I mean, you can't
Well,
just...
then get an FBI, get a warrant.
Well, he finally did get the FBI.
It took
involved.
Too long. Like, it was crazy.
Somebody considering people were going like, I'm pretty sure it's her.
Somebody texted and said, what documentary are you talking about? We're talking about a documentary on Netflix called Unknown Number. If you haven't seen it, watch it immediately, because now the big shocking ending is basically a meme. So check it out. It's good, not great. It's a really good story. The documentary kind of feels like an MTV special, but it's definitely a story that you talk to your friends about.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So over the weekend, I went to a fundraiser for the Riggins Ross Foundation, and it was a really good time. Congratulations, by the way, to Jasmine and Cy, who are the parents that started the Riggins Ross Foundation. They sadly had a stillborn named Riggins. And just like me and my wife with our daughter Phoebe, who was stillborn 10 years ago, they mobilized their grief into helping other people. And they did it so fast. And they put this event on in a month. It was very impressive that they put this fundraiser on. And it was a cornhole tournament.
What a good idea.
I thought so too. And I like cornhole.
Okay. Well, who doesn't?
I'll say I love cornhole.
Okay.
And it's one of those games too, where when I found out that it had rules, which I didn't know, it made the game better.
Well, rules in that, like, points?
Yeah, oh. I thought it was just like,
try to get it in the
you
hole.
You get 1 point if you get it in the hole, and you get 1 point if you get it in the hole, and that's okay. It. But, like, you can cancel points out, there's strategy involved, and I loved that. So, I go to the event, and I got to be on a team with the grandfather of Riggins Ross, a guy named Troy. He is the guy who owns Set Point Wellness, and we were good.
Okay.
And it was a tournament, so there was a bracket.
Okay.
And the first time we played, we crushed it.
Okay.
All right. Now, granted, we played like two ladies.
They could be good.
Did they have arms?
Right. That's all,
well, they just didn't seem to really understand cornhole. Like,
okay.
We won.
It sounds like until very recently you didn't either, so...
I didn't. That's true.
Okay.
Then, round two.
Yeah.
We do okay.
Okay, but you win.
It's a closer game, but we win.
Okay.
Round three. We meet these guys. I forget their names. One guy's, first of all, built like a bodybuilder.
Okay.
And...
from tossing all those bags.
And from hole in the corn.
Yeah.
And we lose. And we lose so badly, it spins me out.
Oh. How bad?
So bad.
Oh.
So, like, if let's call, like, a round I toss, he tosses. That's one round.
Okay.
Okay, your team hit that team.
Right.
Team one, team two.
Because you're on the same side. One person from the other team is on the same side as you.
Okay, got it.
Tossing.
Got it. Okay. Right.
And then you get to throw four bags. They get to throw four bags. We'll call that one round.
Okay.
We lost in three. We lost in three.
That's it?
With a score of 21-0.
What?
How did they win with just two bags?
You get to throw four bags.
Four bags.
On the very first toss that the bodybuilder had, it was in the hole. In the hole.
Okay.
Third toss, also in the hole. Fourth toss, not in the hole, but close. He lands on the board. And if you don't know the rules of cornhole,
you still get points.
That's 10 points. That's 10 points right away. Right away, they're halfway to winning before I even had a chance to throw a bag.
Okay, let me ask you something. Did these gentlemen give off an air of knowing anybody there?
I don't think so.
So they're pros.
They were mostly just talking to each other.
Interesting.
So these were, they came in from the outside to play a bunch of novices At a charity?
That's shady.
That is bad.
Right.
You're saying they were ringers?
They were ringers.
They were.
They saw in the newspaper.
The newspaper.
That. Oh, look at this. We've got it. Tyler, come here.
Yeah. He looked like a Tyler.
Yeah, I bet.
Wow.
There's a tournament for us. Let's do it. High five chest bump.
Yeah.
And then they show up, and but they have to pretend to blend in. Tipping their hat to everybody. Oh, what is this? They pick up the bat and drop it to make it look like we've just never played.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a fundraiser that I went to over the weekend that was a cornhole tournament where I got my ass handed to me. And you know, they went on to win the whole thing. You might be on to something.
What was the prize?
A Yeti cooler?
Oh, that's wow.
Two of them?
Okay. Wow.
That's wrong. That's just wrong. If you are really good and you don't even know anybody and it's a fundraiser, you're an a-hole.
I'm pissed for you.
I'm a victim.
You're a victim.
They took it from you.
We're all victims.
And what are they going to do? Have joint custody of the Yeti cooler?
Well, there were two Yeti coolers.
There was two, one each.
Wow.
They probably sold that in the newspaper.
Right. They said, oh, we can clean up against all these normies.
Wow. Okay. So listen, if you're out there, now I'm mad.
Yeah, get mad. Stay mad.
You opened my eyes.
Good. Finally.
We can sniff these pros out.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? We got to shut it down.
Everybody's there just to have fun. They probably wore uniforms.
Donate. Well, we all had to wear the same shirt, so it was hard to tell.
Easier to blend in.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She's on quite the winning streak with a jackpot of $220 on... Are you smarter than Katie? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da. Thank you. And we are playing with Nicole this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
All right. Calling all the way from Citrus Heights. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We're going to see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. And like I said, jackpot's $220. She's left the studio. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, fantastic. Here we go. Question one. Some of the Epstein files have been released to Congress, including that infamous birthday book. Congress released that letter that President Trump wrote to Epstein that he said didn't exist, which is in the shape of a woman that talked about sharing a secret together. There's also a photo of a giant check of Epstein selling a girl to Donald Trump in what appears to be a joke. True or false, Epstein and Trump both lived in Palm Beach, Florida.
False.
Question two, the Vegas Sphere has concerts, but also has been showing The Wizard of Oz with special effects during the screening. Turns out it's making the Sphere more money than the concerts does. It makes $2 million a day, and it will make $1 billion this year. Just The Wizard of Oz screening. That's crazy. Who does Dorothy meet first in that movie? Out of the Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man, who does she meet first?
The Scarecrow.
Question three. The Supreme Court made a ruling yesterday over the ICE raids in L.A. that was honestly shocking to legal experts. They will allow the ICE raids to continue, which basically greenlights racial profiling. It seems to violate the Fourth Amendment. Which amendment ended slavery? Was it the Second Amendment, the Seventh Amendment, or the 13th Amendment?
Oh, 13th.
Question four, Warren G. Remember him? He had a hit with the song Regulate with Nate Dogg. Well, now he's a minor league baseball owner, and he decided to name them, you guessed it, the Regulators. What year did that song come out? Was it 1994, 1996, or 1998?
Oh, God. What were the choices?
94, 96, or 98?
94.
All right, 94. And question five, Target is going to host a special midnight sales event for when the new Taylor Swift album comes out. They announced that they will have it in many forms as well as a ton of exclusive Taylor merch. So if you bought the album on vinyl for $27 and a shirt for $35 and a Taylor poster for $19, what is your total?
It's 81.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Nicole, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher of what grade and what subject?
I teach English for middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Oh, boy. English
you
teacher.
You are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Do you want to say what school?
Yeah, it's Mitchell Middle School.
Mitchell, home of the fighting.
Mitches.
Mitches?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What does her mascot look like?
My brother.
Wow.
Yeah, my brother Mitch.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy, so why not?
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations. How's the school year going so far? Good?
It is.
Good. I love that. All right. Well, now you're on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one, some of the Epstein files got released to Congress, which of course released them, including that infamous birthday book. Congress released the letter that President Trump wrote to Jeffrey Epstein that said that they shared a secret together and it was in the shape of a woman. There's also a photo of a giant check of Epstein selling a girl to Donald Trump. Although it appears to be a joke and Donald Trump is not in that picture, but the check is made out to him. True or false, Epstein and Trump both lived in Palm Beach, Florida.
False?
They did both live in Palm Beach, Florida.
Trump lived in Palm Beach at
Mar-a-Lago.
The same time? He didn't live in Mar-a-Lago then.
Well, he owned Mar-a-Lago. They both had residences. I mean, they both owned multiple homes. They lived all over the place. Okay. They also lived in New York City together, too. Okay. So you can call me on technicality on that? They both owned residences.
Okay.
Question two. The Vegas Sphere has concerts, but also shows The Wizard of Oz with special effects screenings. Turns out, it's making $2 million a day.
A day?
A day.
That's great.
And the Wizard of Oz screenings at the Sphere are going to make that place $1 billion this year.
I love that people are seeing the original OG Wizard of Oz again and getting excited about it.
Yeah. By the way, tickets to that cost $200 a pop.
Well, I mean, it's an entire experience. People pay that for a concert.
That's crazy.
It's more than a concert.
I didn't know that. Anyway, who does Dorothy meet first in that movie out of the Tin Man, the Lion, and the Scarecrow?
The Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow. That's right. Question three. The Supreme Court made a ruling yesterday over the ICE raids in L.A. that shocked legal experts because it looks like they're going to allow the ICE raids to continue, which basically kind of greenlights racial profiling and violates the Fourth Amendment. Which amendment ended slavery?
The 13th.
Wow. Doesn't even need the multiple choice. What a legal expert.
I'm a lawyer.
Question four. Remember Warren G?
Yes.
I found it. We had this song.
Regulators!
Yes.
Mount up!
You know what? I'm going to keep this song on the whole rest of the thing.
Right.
He is now a minor league baseball team owner.
I'm so proud of him for maintaining his money.
And he's calling it the Regulators.
That's fun.
Yes.
Warren G was on the streets.
What year did this song come out? Was it 94, 96, or 98?
96.
Oh, man.
No!
94.
Really?
Yeah, 94.
I shouldn't have been listening to this song at that age.
Question five. Target's going to be hosting a special midnight sales event when the new Taylor Swift album comes out. You can buy it in many forms, I guess. I don't know, CD. Do people have CD players? And as well as Taylor merch. If you bought the album on vinyl for $27,
okay.
$35 shirt you also buy,
okay.
And a poster for $19, What's your total?
Hold on.
$81 is right. Congratulations. Nicole, are you there?
I am.
Do you remember this song?
Yes. No, word for word.
We know it word for word. You know what? Let's play this today at random on Random
that's
Retro.
That's a great idea. I love it.
Every day, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we do 90s and 2000s hits. We will guarantee this song will be on today. Final score, Nicole. Katie got 3 and you got 4.
Yeah!
Wow. Ugh. It's a Warren G miracle. Congratulations.
Oh, the Mitches get me again.
$220 is yours. We reset the jackpot. Unbelievable. What is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am smarter than Katie.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. All right, stay on hold. We got to get your information.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
So Katie got to go live out one of her dreams, her reality show dreams, and eat at the Vanderpump Rules restaurant.
Well, it's called one of them. It's called Wolf by Vanderpump. Yeah, it's Wolf. A Lisa Vanderpump restaurant.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump, of course, was a real housewife that turned into the creator of the show Vanderpump Rules, which followed around servers and staff from one of her restaurants called Sir in Hollywood, and their work drama, their life drama. And it really did become kind of a cultural phenomenon.
Okay.
Lisa's restaurants are extravagant to say the least.
Okay.
It is like eating inside a chandelier. Oh. That's the only way I know how to describe it.
Okay.
It's a feast for the eyes.
Okay.
And my boyfriend D'Lo and I had gone to Tahoe to see Teddy Swims. And we were staying in the hotel where Wolf is. So we check into the hotel. He goes down to the restaurant and he goes, okay, it's only like a 35-minute wait if we just come and stand in line. I go, incredible. Now, there's already, I don't want to say a significant line, but probably 15 to 20 people in line.
Okay.
Okay. So 35 minutes turns into 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Turns into an hour, which turns into an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. That's too long to wait for food.
I would have went to go say something.
To who?
The front desk lady.
And say what?
Say, you quoted me 35 minutes. Why haven't we been in? Give me that reservation.
The staff was not the problem.
Oh.
The problem was the people in that line.
Uh-oh.
Because I could hear them. I could hear the people in front of me. And you know what they were saying? They were saying things like, who is Lisa? Who is Lisa Vanderpump?
Okay.
They thought that this was just some restaurant in a casino. They didn't realize that they had found themselves at the motherland. These are people that don't like the arts. These are people that don't care about pop culture. And these are people that are keeping me from famous goat cheese balls.
When you say arts, you mean reality TV?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Okay. I am someone who supports the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, we're like now like three parties from the front. So there's this group and they're ha ha ha. Who's Lisa? Is she a chef? I said, is she a chef?
You did not talk to these people.
Okay, hold on. They asked the people in front of us, do you know who she is?
Did they?
I didn't give them a chance to answer.
Okay.
I said, and apparently I did this with.
And you were probably hangry at this point too.
I was. Okay, I was accused of being angry because apparently I responded with too much stank.
Yeah.
Okay. And D'Lo turns to me and he goes, that was very aggressive. I said, she's a restaurateur, okay, from Vanderpump Rules. And then one of them just goes, yeah, she's hot for 70. I said,
is she 70?
She's probably older than that. I don't
know.
Wow. I don't know.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know that.
Have find that out.
Okay, let's see. Lisa Vanderpump.
Here's what was worse. Watching people, and I did this for an hour and a half, walk into this restaurant with a reservation, and I knew good and goddamn well they didn't know why they were there.
All right.
They didn't know that all the lighting was done by Nicolaine. And you know what they should have had? You can't pass unless you answer three riddles from a troll.
So, okay, so you wanted to gatekeep that restaurant from anybody who wasn't a fan of the television show.
I would like to prioritize the people that put this place on the map.
Yeah.
Are you sure that the reservation people were people who also didn't know the show?
I do.
Because I was going to say, it seems like the reservation people are the ones that probably
are the big fans.
Are the big fans.
So you think a group of like 68-year-olds, all six of them, were there because they're big Vanderpump Rules fans?
Well, you should have said she's 70. So maybe they're friends.
Well, she's actually 64. So Lisa's pissed at you.
Oh, I get it, boy. Lisa. It's fine.
But you did eventually get in.
Right.
And there's a very funny video that you guys shot.
So funny.
If you want to see the video, text in the word pump. P-U-M-P. P-U-M-P to watch it. It's very funny.
I do have to.
And it gives you an idea of how I imagine the entire night went for poor D'Lo.
Oh, that's D'Lo our whole life. Like, this is our entire life.
Yeah.
I do have to say, God bless this man who stood in a line.
Right.
Listening to me bitch like that.
For 90 minutes.
No, even more. Watching people walk in and me just cross my arms and look at him and go, you and I both know they don't know who Stassi Schroeder is.
Whoa.
But he doesn't watch the shows either, so he didn't know.
No, but he was with a fan, so you get
you get grandfathered in for something like that. Right.
So how about...
I'll tell you what, you know what this made you? This made you a hipster. Because this is what hipsters do.
Oh.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know such and such. He was the lead singer of the band before this band. Why are you even here? Are you even a fan? Are you wearing a shirt of this band? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're like a hipster.
I think I'm just knowledgeable.
Yeah, they'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
106.5
the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So Kevin actually discovered something about Japanese culture that he says is so good and so great that we need to implement it here in America. Kevin, what did you just discover?
So Japanese people, if they are super early to work, okay, they will park farther away from the building to let people who are late park closer so they're not as late. Isn't that so considerate?
That is.
Guys, Japan is so nice. I want to go back there.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that is really thoughtful.
And of course, yeah, it is very.
It's hecka thoughtful.
It's very thoughtful. I don't think that I'm not going to do that.
I Why? Do it some often.
Kate,
he does do it some often.
What it is? Have you already been kind of doing this?
Yeah, I come very early, so I park a little further away from the building.
Kevin's always the earliest one here, always. And he parks not close to the door. Like, he parks kind of far out. And well, I always wondered why he
I'll
did that.
I'll tell you why he does that.
Why?
And it's not to be nice to people.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. He used to park in the very front, just like us. And then one day, like a UPS truck parked behind him, and he couldn't leave, and he was pissed about it. So he's never parked there since.
Oh, and Katie and I do park right in front of the door. And I don't know about you, but I've been stuck behind that FedEx driver or the UPS driver, and it does suck. I had to go hunting for him in the building and being like, you're parked me in.
So, Kevin, because you like this so much,
yeah,
how far would you be willing to park so that a late peer can get a good parking spot?
I mean, not that far. Like, you shouldn't be late in the first place.
Kevin, that's completely
different. No, I know. I'm just saying.
That's not.
I'm not going to go out of my way and park all the way on the other side of the building. Like, probably, like, I'll give you a parking space, but, like, that's only for one person. If five people are late, that's your problem.
So you like the idea of other people doing this, but you yourself feel like, don't be late.
I can do it, but I'm not going to park that far away, you know? Like, I'll park far enough where, like, five people can be late.
Wow. You kind of folded on this
went to don't be late real quick.
I'm still considerate. Some people have bad mornings, I get that, then you can be late.
Okay.
But if you're constantly late, don't expect me to park far for you.
But you wouldn't know who's constantly late.
Oh, I will know.
He would, too.
I believe that.
He'd have a little piece of paper at his workstation with everybody's name and little tally marks. Plus,
right.
You could also make an argument, Kevin, for the exercise of the whole thing, too. The further away you park, the more you have to walk. And if you have to walk, then that's good exercise. At least you're getting some steps in.
Wow, yeah.
I don't think you're going to do that either.
Gosh, maybe some days.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm feeling good.
You know what?
What?
You don't have to do this. You're Vietnamese.
No, we have to adopt Japanese culture here.
Okay, so we're back on it.
Yes.
Okay.
We're back on it, but not too many people be on it.
Okay, so are you going to do it?
I can start.
Okay.
Do you want me to start?
Yes.
I'll be like 500 feet away the building.
You're already 500 feet away from the building.
Okay, fine. 600.
How about 1,000?
That is too much. That's across the street, Gavin.
What if you park in the back of the parking lot here?
You got me messed up. I'm going to be winded. Okay.
So let me get this straight. Okay, so you want to Americanize this Japanese philosophy of courtesy.
Uh-huh.
You want us to be courteous of other people, but within reason. Do I have this right?
I mean, you do, but you make it sound so like, ugh.
I'm not making it sound. All I'm doing is repeating back how you're making it sound.
How about we just all adopt it and we all park far away so no one parks at the front?
Okay, so nobody.
Yeah,
everybody.
Nobody off limits.
This is crazy. We're just on time.
I mean, we could just all be on time, but we know that's not going to happen. So nobody gets to use the spaces close to the door.
God, I guess not.
What are they even for? Why do we even have them?
They're for people who want to be mean people.
Okay.
So if you're mean, you get the space right up front.
I don't know. This is why we're in America and not Japan.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.